When I was a kid, ABC had 47 foreign news bureaus in Europe. Now it has none. It buys its news in a can from, you know, the European producers. And that's why, you know, Americans, the only way that you can get foreign news in this country is if you go to BBC. And, you know, that's why Americans, we're supposed to be the leader of the free world, of the entire world. And yet, you know, we have no idea what's happening in other cultures or other countries. And that's why we, you know, the American people, you know, were able to be gulled into this neocon fantasy that we were going to be met by flowers and rose petals in the streets when we went into Iraq. And because they have no obligation to promote the public interest, their only obligation is to their shareholders. They serve that obligation not by explaining the difficult issues that we need to understand to make rational decisions in a democracy, but rather by entertaining us, by appealing to the lowest common denominator, the prurient interests that all of us have in the reptilian core of our brains for sex and celebrity gossip. So they give us 3 weeks of Anna Nicole Smith, and they give us, you know, Lacey Peterson and Kobe Bryant and, you know, Michael Jackson and, you know, and Brad and Janet, Brad and Angelina. And we know more about Kate and Tom than we do about global warming. And American people are today the best entertained and the least informed people on the face of the earth. And that has profound... that has profound implications for our democracy, because a democracy cannot function long if it does not, without an informed public. And, you know, and I've known this for many, many years. I've gone around the country. I do about 30 speeches a year in red states to Republican audiences. And I get the same reaction from Republican audiences that I do from liberal college kids. The only difference is the Republicans come up to me afterwards and say, you know, how come I never heard this before? And I'm like, you know, it's because you're getting your news from Rush Limbaugh and from talk radio. And I came to this conclusion a long time ago that 80% of Republicans are just Democrats who don't know what's going on. And that and, you know, in 2004, there was a survey done that Randy knows about and Greg, I'm sure, knows about, called the Pippa Report. It was a survey by the Public Policy Institute of the University of Maryland. It was a national survey that confirmed my own anecdotal observations that I've been harboring for so many years about this phenomenon. Because you look on, you know, Sunday morning television, and the pundits, we call them in my house the Sunday morning gas bags, you know, we're talking about, you know, the morality difference. The red states have this monopoly on morality, and the blue states are kind of dissolute and degenerate. And it just didn't jive with my experience or my own observations. And in fact, I did a piece for Vanity Fair a couple of years ago where I went and did a survey. I asked my research assistant to look at the indicia of morality in the various states. And what they found was just the opposite was true, that, you know, the lowest teen pregnancy rate was Massachusetts, the highest was Texas. The lowest divorce rate, Massachusetts, the highest, Texas. The 10 lowest divorce rate states, all blue states. The 10 highest, all red. The 10 lowest teen pregnancy, all blue. The 10 highest, all red. A red state resident is more likely to murder you, to commit a violent crime against you, to impregnate your teenage daughter, you know, to watch Desperate Housewives on TV, to buy pornography, to play degenerate video games like Grand Theft Auto, et cetera, et cetera. So there was no, that, you know, this difference didn't exist. And what the PIPA report showed PIPA went out and they quiz people based upon their knowledge of current events and their party affiliation. And what they found was that there was not a values deficit, but there was a huge information deficit among people who voted Republican. They found, for example, 70% of the people who said that they were going to vote, had voted for George Bush, said that they believed that Saddam Hussein had bombed the World Trade Center. 70% believed that weapons of mass destruction had been found in Iraq. 65% said that they believed that the American invasion of Iraq was strongly supported on the Muslim street among Iraq's Muslim neighbors and by our traditional allies in Europe. 64% said that they believe that President Bush strongly supported the Kyoto Protocol and strong labor and environmental standards in our international treaties, which, of course, all of that is wrong. Then Pippa went back two more times. The second time it went back to find out where the source of the misinformation was. And invariably, the people who had all this misinformation said that their primary news source was Fox News or talk radio. They went back a third time to determine what people's essential values were. And they asked a series of hypotheticals. For example, they said, what if there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? What if what if Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with bombing the World Trade Center? What if the American invasion of Iraq was mostly opposed on the Muslim street and among our traditional allies in Europe? Should we have still gone in? 84% of Democrats and 84% of Republicans said the same thing. We should not. So there was no difference in the values. The only difference was in the information. And that is why it is so critical to have a working press in our country. And